Today's show is brought to you by your local Walmart store that reminds you we'll be closed on Thanksgiving. We're doing that so that everyone who uses our self-checkout aisles can spend the day with family and friends. See you the day after for Total Chaos Friday.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
Up and at 'em. It's Wednesday.
I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
I'm ready for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Y'all ready for this? You know what I'm saying?
What is this show?
This show is stupid.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it so much. I love it so much.
Does that make me weird?
Does that make me weird?
Yes. Yes!
Well, I guess
I'm a weirdo. You're a weirdo.
Good thing it's Weirdo Wednesday.
All right, everyone. Let's get weird.
What is it?
Showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello.
You get it when you enable it. You just have to do this one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and
hello.
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello.
Really easy. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. So we do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish. We're running late today. I apologize. But 8-ish to 11-ish, Monday through Friday, we do a daily show. And then we take each day's show segments. We record them and we repack them into a full-length podcast. It's full-length and anatomically correct. So you can get the podcast. That usually drops around noon. And you can get that on the Alexa device by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And
hello!
She will. You can search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, YouTube. You can even go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel. And you will find a link to the podcast. So we've been repacking the show into a podcast for going on a little over 4 years now, and we do about 240 episodes per year. So that's an awful lot of content, or a lot of awful content. it's like our virtual time machine. You can go back, you can listen to our show segments, all the interviews and things and stuff, and check it out. And coming soon. Oh, yeah, and by the way, we are also on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. That's all one word, no spaces. At the Mike Show VA. And that handle works for our Instagram, for our YouTube, our Twitter X, whatever they're calling it, MySpace, Facebook. I said Facebook. The Mike Show VA, all one word, no spaces. Like us long time. All right, yeah, and we've got the new app that's going to be dropping in 2026. And I'm very, very excited about it because we were just going to do like kind of an upgraded audio app, but now we're including all the video content as well. There will be links and links to the podcast. You'll be able to check out the podcast right from the app. You'll be able to watch our show videos, and even the other things that we produce, like test drive interviews with CMA's Honda of Lynchburg, our mic'd up pop-up concert series, our Radio 434 concert series, all that video content. There will be links and availability from the app. But we're still going to be in all the other places. We'll still be on Facebook. We'll still be on YouTube. We'll still be on, you know, Apple and Spotify and Amazon and blah, 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 blah. We'll still be in all the places. And radio434.com if all else fails. All right. Or that actually should be your go-to, right? You should go to radio434.com. Coming up, it's the Hump Day Wednesday edition. I guess this would be the Thanksgiving Eve 1 week from now show, I guess. But we're off all next week. By the way, we're taking off. Friday will be the last show of November. Taking off and traveling for Thanksgiving. I guess I they might be. I don't know at this point. I might just be sitting around a can of beans with Jerry the cat. I don't know. All right. So, would you go on a tear? And I realize I don't like a messy kitchen. But would you go on a tear if you walked into the kitchen and there was a mug and two glasses and three spoons right there by the sink instead of being in the dishwasher where they probably should have been? Would you? You wouldn't? Okay. I'd say I wouldn't either. But then would you yell about it? Would you yell about it and go on a tear? Not realizing that the two glasses and the coffee mug were yours. Yeah. Anyway, good Lord. That's for insiders only. Coming up on today's program, of course, we've got your five random facts. Of course, we've got, yes, the two of the spoons were mine. One of the spoons was Maddie's. Actually, check that. One of the spoons was the cat and dog. So because I fed the animals. So one of the spoons, I rinsed it off and I just sat it there. I didn't put it in the dishwasher. And then one of the spoons was mine, and then one of the spoons was Maddie's. So technically, I only had one spoon in the game. Anyway, take two. Coming up on today's program, of course, we've got your five random facts. Of course, we've got your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got some good news for you. And what about this? We have the top things. Now, this is not our top list, not our official top list. But these are legit the top things we do not want to talk about. Do not want to talk about at Thanksgiving dinner. Okay, that's all on the way. And then plus we do have our top list, the official top list, top completely safe topics to talk about at Thanksgiving. We got you covered. All right, we got you covered. That and so much more on this edition of the Mike Show. All right. I said everything that's coming up. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered.
Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Now, an ordinary kid on Thanksgiving.
Big whoop, it's dinner. Calm down, everybody. I'm sitting here watching these wrinkly types argue and eat himself into a diabetic coma. And the only thing higher than everyone's cholesterol is my Uncle Tyler, who at last count had thrown back 11 deviled eggs. Gross. I'm over here stuck trying to explain Roblox to Uncle Dickie, who still plays Tetris on his flip phone. Seriously? And then there's the endless drama. Like last year when Papa wore his red hat, Mom was like, no Hannity at the table. Papa's not coming this year. Oh, not because of the red hat. He died. So let's get through America's cheat day without any serious injuries and bring on what really matters. Christmas! To you and your family, happy Thanksgiving, I guess.
This has been An Ordinary Kid on Thanksgiving.
The family is all together to eat turkey and have some fun. But you're all starting to get on my nerves and I want to kill everyone. Die, 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 die. Die, 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 die. Die, 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 die.
A little too extreme there. It's the Mike Show. All right, so Thanksgiving coming up. Who would you rather deal with next Thursday? Your uncle who won't stop talking politics, or a bunch of little kids who can't sit still? Well, 47% of Americans say sitting at the kids' table sounds more appealing than ever this Thanksgiving. Millennials were the most likely to agree at 62%. A wine company commissioned the poll, which is fitting. A lot of people lean on alcohol to get through Thanksgiving dinner. But it's also responsible for a lot of those fights across the table. The alcohol, that is. So according to the survey, here are the top 10 topics we're hoping to avoid on Thanksgiving. And we're going to do this from the bottom up. All right, let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. Number 10 on the list, other family members. Trying to avoid bashing or gossiping about somebody who isn't there. It could cause a fight or just bring down the mood. I agree. Current relationship status is number 9. Things like, why haven't you found anyone yet? Or, when are you getting married? Number 8, personal struggles. Keep it light. Don't bring up anything negative. Work or career issues is number 7. If you know things aren't going well, don't bring it up. Mental health. Number 6, it's just a bit heavy for dinner chit-chat. Your ex. Avoid questions like, why isn't Jerry here this year? Religion, number 4 on the list. These are the top things, top topics we're hoping to avoid on Thanksgiving. Religion, why don't you come to church with us? Is a common question around the holidays. Appearance or weight? Don't shame anybody for what's on their plate. That's number 3 on the list. Money. Avoid pointed questions like, how much are you making these days? And then number 1 on the list, of course, is politics. You can pretty much bank on it topping the list each year. So with that, that brings us to our top list. Now that you know what not to talk about at Thanksgiving, the question becomes, what is okay to discuss? Well, turns out plenty. So if you're looking for a friendly, conflict-free, joyous meal with family next Thursday, try anything from today's list. It's our top list today. Top completely safe topics to talk about at Thanksgiving dinner. Okay, here we go. Number 1, Jimmy Fallon. Is there anything he does that can't make us smile other than tell jokes? Top completely, he's an ass clown. Top completely safe topics to talk about at Thanksgiving dinner. Fast, reliable internet, but only if nobody at the table uses AT&T. top completely safe topics to talk about at Thanksgiving dinner. Freshly cut flowers. Everybody loves their smell. They're like garden cocaine. top completely safe topics to talk about at Thanksgiving dinner. Finding $20 in your pocket. Just don't ask what anyone would do or everyone would do. Take two. top completely safe topics to talk about at Thanksgiving dinner. I did proofread this, by the way. Finding $20 in your pocket. Just don't ask everyone. Why am I stumbling over this? Just don't ask what every... Okay. Take three. I'm not redoing this segment. Take three. Top completely safe topics to talk about at Thanksgiving dinner. Finding $20 in your pocket. Just don't. All right. I'm skipping this one. We'll come back. We'll circle back to it. Take four. Top completely safe talk. Jesus Christ. Oh, man. All right. Should we just bag the segment? No, there's so much good stuff in here. All right, take five. Puppies. They're so cute and small and cuddly. This also applies to Kevin Hart. Top completely safe topics to talk about at Thanksgiving dinner. Waking up and realizing you still have an hour before you have to get out of bed. Brace yourself for Uncle Frank to yell, "With a hooker!" Yeah. And finding $20 in your pocket. Just don't ask what everyone would spend it on, or things would get awkward when Uncle Frank blurts out, "A hooker!" Because that was supposed to be first, and then this one. The sound of wind, which you'll hear a lot of if you sit next to Grandpa after his third helping of broccoli. Top completely safe topics to talk about at Thanksgiving dinner. Warm hugs, unless they're from Andrew Cuomo. top completely safe topics to talk about at Thanksgiving dinner. The Dallas Cowboys, specifically, how much we hate them. Yeah, there we go. Thank God got through that one. It's the Mike Show. We've got a sponsor for Thanksgiving. All right, here we go.
So, Thanksgiving is at your house this year. You're expecting a big crowd, and you're stressed to the gills. Know what you really need to serve this Thanksgiving? Wild turkey. And by wild turkey, we mean this kind. Make Thanksgiving dinner simple this year. Get completely plastered by Wednesday night and let the damn freeloaders fend for themselves. Forget the toasted marshmallows on the sweet potatoes. The only thing getting toasted this Thanksgiving is you. This year, try wild turkey and tell the family to kiss your giblets.
Yes. It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you by Wild Turkey. No, it's brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Paul McCartney released a 2-minute, 45-second silent track to protest copyright theft by AI companies. Critics are calling it better than anything he did with Wings. Doritos and Cheetos unveiled snacks without artificial flavors or colors. Find them in the section of the grocery store called Why Do You Want This? Child development experts in Australia say you should ask permission before changing your child's diaper. Well, maybe they should ask permission before having a blowout in the middle of Buffalo Wild Wings. And the first stills of the Legend of Zelda movie were released. Gamers haven't been this excited since their acne responded to treatment. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday Hump Day edition. Spend it with someone you like. Taking a look at Tower Cam position number 4 at the river. Beautiful, beautiful day. It's a little chilly out there. It's warming up, though. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody, because we can't afford one. on the way, we are going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. That is all coming up. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's got to be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's got to be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1. The original cast of Jackass included a female cast member named Stephanie Hodge, but she was brutally injured during a stunt and left the group. She broke her back and pelvis and was nearly paralyzed. Yikes. Number 2. Only 5 U.S. presidents have had beards. And all 5 were Republicans. Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses S. Grant, Rutherford B. Hayes, James Garfield, and Benjamin Harrison. Number 3. A song called Ready and Steady by an artist named D.A. made the Billboard Bubbling Under the Hot 100 chart for 3 weeks in June of 1979, meaning it was just on the verge of becoming a top 100 hit. But no one was able to find a copy of the song for over 35 years until one finally surfaced in 2016. Before that, people just thought the song really never existed. Number 4. You are at least 104 times more likely to choke to death. I said choke to death. Thanks. Than being struck by lightning. And then number 5. Why is the person screaming in the famous painting The Scream by, how do you pronounce his name?
Edvard Munch.
All right. Why is he screaming? Well, it's based on a moment after the Krakatoa volcano exploded in Indonesia in 1883. It made the sky red as far away as Norway, where that's Munch, right? It's Munch.
Edvard Munch.
Edvard Munch. Yeah, it made the sky red as far away as Norway, where he lived. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random facts.
Yep. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us this holiday season for Mistletoe Market at your Lynchburg Community Market, taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas. Explore an awesome selection of seasonal vendors, baked goods, and unique handcrafted holiday gifts perfect for everyone on your list. We'll have Santa on site every Saturday in December for photos, and horse-drawn carriage rides available on Saturdays December 13th and 20th. We're even staying open till 3 p.m. each day so you can savor the season a little bit longer. Mistletoe Market, every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas at your Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right. In Santa Rosa Beach, Florida, not California, Santa Rosa Beach, Florida, a shirtless guy rollerbladed up to a guy's house to compliment his car, his Lamborghini. But after he knocked on the door, he fell on his back, and that's how the homeowner finds him.
How you doing? I'm sorry.
You good?
No. I was going to talk to you about cars.
Yeah.
Could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Could you call my wife?
Yeah, man. Are you having like a heat stroke?
No, I slipped and twisted my knee.
Oh, Jesus.
I saw you moved in with your Lambo.
Yeah.
Jesus. All right. So there is a runaway goat in a Detroit neighborhood recently, but it's the girl-like screams of Daylan Scott that has people amused. They were caught on camera as he jumps on a car's roof to avoid the sizable horned goat named Smoke. Smoke had jumped a neighbor's fence, and this is what happened.
That's a real goat.
That's a real one.
Go, go, go!
Smokey here is a neighborhood favorite. He scared the female out of me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look at him.
Just looked through the window, make sure he was okay. And my mom running outside with a knife. But she's so scared of animals. Go trying to hump us.
All right. Let's see. Some people are saying that the TSA scanners can tell when it's that time of the month. For a lady, here's a TikToker, Cynthia Sterick, talking about her experience.
So I went through security through TSA, and it starts beeping. Looked at the graph, big red box right on my crotch, and it was not my pants. I asked them, I'm like, did you pick up my tampon? Like, seriously? And they're like, oh, no, no, no. It's just, it detects extra layers. Like, why are you lying about it? Like, that's such a weird thing to lie about. Like, why don't you just tell me that, yeah, we found your tampon? They were getting all, like, hush-hushy about it. Like, I shouldn't even suggest something like that. It's like, it's life. Who cares?
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Skip that. We're going to save those for stupid criminals. And then that's the good news. I guess we're going to a comedian. Yes, we are. we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. As we're getting ready for Thanksgiving dinner next week, here's comedian Ted Alexandro on how his mom faked their Thanksgiving dinner one year.
I remember last Thanksgiving, I go over to my mom and dad's for traditional Thanksgiving dinner, and my mom orders Boston Market. You believe that? Boston Market. But she served it in her own china. Right? So the guests wouldn't know. But my brothers and sisters and I would drop subtle hints. We'd be like, so, Ma, do we get two sides with the turkey? Is it two or is it just the cornbread? What's the policy? She was like, just take what you want and pass it. I was like, you know, can I see your manager? Because I really don't like your attitude at all. And I've been eating here a long time, right?
All right. That's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle and firmly and vigorously give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in .news, and then we got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required, and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
It's the Free Clinic's third annual Dink It Forward pickleball tournament at Crosswhite Athletic Club, powered by Delta Star. Saturday, December 6th, men's and women's doubles events, and Sunday, December 7th, co-ed doubles event. $50 per pickler for one event, $25 for additional event. Play in one or two events. Proceeds benefit the Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/pickleball for more information and to sign up. The third annual Dink It Forward pickleball tournament, a dinkin' good time.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again, maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit danvillebhotel.com or theholbrookdanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Okay, time once again for Stupid Criminals in .news. A guy in Rockford, Illinois, got arrested on Friday for hanging out of the side of a car and swinging a gun around. Swinging a gun or waving a gun? Swinging a gun. That's what the report says. Because he thought, quote, the ladies would like it. Someone called 911 after they saw 27-year-old Seba Bonilla, hanging out of the window of a black SUV and waving a semi-automatic rifle, which was a Smith & Wesson that basically looks like an AR-15, but isn't. The gun was sitting on the back seat of the SUV when police caught up with him. Got him on the struggle bus. He also had a large capacity magazine with 30 bullets hidden in his pant leg. Hey, is that a magazine or are you just happy to see me? At least two women were in the car with him when police asked why he waved the gun around. He said he was attempting to have relations.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
With the ladies, and thought that, quote, he believed that women liked these things. Okay. Turns out he's been convicted on weapons charges four separate times. They arrested him for unlawful possession of a gun. He's due in court on December 16. I gotta see his mugshot. We usually don't share the mugshots, but it's taking forever to... There it is. All right, here. Share screen. There he is. Yeah. He gives the ladies like that sort of thing, right? All right. There's good news. Oh, no, wait. I thought we had two more... we have two more stories. A Wyoming sheriff had to remind criminals that you shouldn't raise your bond money by committing more crimes. Here's Laramie County Sheriff Brian Kozak with what happened and a little PSA for everyone.
They learned that Schoolcraft had actually been released from our jail, was on bond, and was en route there to get more drugs from the source. Entered the house with the intent to purchase drugs to deliver in Wyoming while on bond for the same thing. Remember, don't break law in Laramie County where crime is still illegal. And please, please, criminals, don't sell drugs or stolen property to raise money for your bond.
Good Lord. A realtor in Mississippi named Paige Batten says a random crew showed up at her house, or a house that she's flipping, rather, and completely removed the driveway from the property. Here's Paige. Yeah, they stole her driveway. Here's Paige and a neighbor talking about what had happened.
I can assure you, there's no driveway. It's gone. So I had a call on Saturday morning. An agent has sent her client over to look at the house. And she was like, hey, we're thinking about putting in an offer. When are you going to finish up the driveway? So a couple of the moms had left for school around 8 that morning. There was a green dumpster that was here.
So I was taking my kids to the bus every morning like we do. And we see them taking up the driveway. And I thought they were just replacing it.
Nope. She believes that the crew may have accidentally removed the driveway. They're not exactly sure. They're looking into it. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment. Because there's so much stupidity. Which one do we want to go with? Let's go with this one. Is this... Where was this at? All right, this was in Portsmouth. A casino in Portsmouth handed out 500 turkeys for their annual Thanksgiving Vibes turkey giveaway. The birds all went to families of cancer survivors and people impacted by the government shutdown. Here is Councilman Vernon L. Tillage talking about the event.
We know that this time of year is always rough, especially this year when we're experiencing what we're experiencing across the country. And so just to be able to give back a little bit of hope to people is exciting and just bring a little bit of joy to their life.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. The United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right. Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.